from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 29th of March. We'll start in the United States, and police have released shocking body cam footage of the moment they took out the school shooter in Nashville yesterday. The 28-year-old shooter killed six people, including 3 9-year-olds, before police tracked them down. A warning, this audio is pretty graphic. You can see that video at news.com.au. Still overseas, and there's been more nasty clashes in Paris between protesters and police. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets overnight to show their anger at the government's plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. It was the 10th big protest since the law was announced in January. Back home now, and in Victoria, more than 5,000 public servants are set to lose their jobs. According to the Herald Sun, all government departments have been told to cut 10% of ongoing staff. The anticipated cuts would be the biggest in more than a decade. To sport now, well, the Socceroos were beaten 2-1 by Ecuador last night in a friendly game at Marvel Stadium. The visitors came back from 1-0 down to score an impressive victory in what proved to be a very physical match. The Socceroos won the first game in the two-match series on Friday night. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To celebrity news, well, Taylor Swift has revealed the secret to her success. In an acceptance speech at the iHeart Music Awards, she said it was all about trusting her gut.
Oftentimes in any industry, people are looking for a precedent or, you know, data that shows this idea is a good one or a feasible one. People want an example of something working before. But I think the coolest ideas or moves or choices are the new ones, the ones that set a new precedent.
And finally, one of the stars who will appear on this year's version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here has been revealed. It's none other than Kiss FM radio host Woody Whitelaw. The show launches on Channel 10 this Sunday night. All right, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Get the latest from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.